This has to do with stormwater management, and every jurisdiction in the country is compelled by the federal government through their water permits that they're issued every year to deal with stormwater. And the issue is that when it rains, we have so much impervious surface everywhere, parking lots, big buildings, you know, basketball courts, roads, houses, boats, anything. So the water does not make its way into the ground soil where it should go. And instead, it runs off of these surfaces, these impervious surfaces, carrying with it the oils and chemicals and all that are on those surfaces right into, in our case, the Potomac or Anacostia, the sources of our drinking water. The federal government mandates that each individual municipality deals with that in a different way. These are what everyone likes to call unfunded mandates.
Right.
But they cost money to either treat the stormwater, build green space, build out more wetlands and whatnot. And so in order to deal with those costs, different jurisdictions charge in different ways. And in Maryland or in Arizona or in Washington State, they may call it a stormwater management fee. In the District of Columbia, it's called an impervious area charge.
So how long has this charge been in existence?
Well, you've been paying for it as a water customer. And let's just speak to specifically about DC and the DC WASA water bill. As a DC WASA customer, whether you're business, residential, whomever, government, you've been paying this for several years, for many years, because it was just in your water bill. It was never line itemed out. And so what they determined was, well, that's not really fair, because many of the places that are the worst offenders, let's say, for instance, the Pentagon, where there are huge sprawling parking lots out there that don't consume water, so they don't really get a big water bill compared to how much land mass they have. So it's really not fair for, you know, Harry homeowner to pay basically the same rate as a huge parking lot does for these impervious surface fees. So what they decided to do was, for residents, they were going to guesstimate that everyone has about 1,000 square feet, which I got to say is far more than this average homeowner has. But nonetheless, the cost is de minimis. A resident pays $2.20 per month for this impervious surface fee. Businesses, now they use GIS and satellite to determine what your square footage is. And of course, the federal government has 19.7% of the landmass in the District of Columbia. Therefore, they're the biggest customer, single customer that WASA has, and they're the biggest owner of impervious surfaces. So their bill, based on square footage, was between $2 and $3 million a year. Oh. And that's the fee they're not going to pay.
What happens?
Well, in this case, and now here's another tidbit that I didn't know that your listeners will find fascinating, as I did. The federal government, at least in the District of Columbia, does not pay their water bill like the rest of us. They actually pay 2 years in advance. They estimate a bill, and then at the end of that 2 years, they have a reconciliation period. And this is where we're at right now with DC, WASA, and the federal government. We're in that reconciliation period, and that's where WASA said, oh, you know what? You haven't been paying. You haven't been paying this impervious surface fee, and so now you're going to have to start paying it. And the federal government says, well, that's not a fee. It's a tax.
So is this basically boiled down to legal language, the difference between a tax and a fee and what the federal government is responsible for?
That's correct. The supremacy clause says that the sovereign is immune from taxation from local jurisdictions. And so in 2006, the GAO opined at the request of the Forestry Service in Washington State that where Washington State had started charging in King County, which is Seattle out in Washington, had started charging a stormwater management fee. And the Forest Service thought, well, that looks like a tax. So they asked the GAO, the general counsel of the GAO opined that it is a tax. And so our agencies don't have to pay taxes. And so that's what got the ball rolling out in Washington State.
And that was in 06.
That was in 06. And so it's made its way across the country now. I talked to the city attorney of Seattle, who says, and this is also I found interesting, the GAO opined on this. Now it's up to individual federal agencies whether or not they will pay these fees. So in Seattle, for instance, it's about 50-50. Half the federal agencies out there are paying the fee, half of them are not. So far, it's cost the taxpayers of Seattle $1.6 million.
Because somebody's going to wind up paying it.
But that's exactly correct. Somebody has to pay these fees.
But aren't these fees handed down by the federal government? I mean, ultimately?
And this is what the director of WASA calls the irony of this whole situation. On one hand, you know, and this will be nothing new to your listeners because they're savvy in this. On one hand, you have one federal agency, the EPA, who is, you know, imposing these requirements on local municipalities. And on the other hand, you have another federal agency, the GAO, saying, Well, we're not required to abide by those or pay for those. And so now the EPA doesn't say you've got to charge a fee. They just say you have to do X, Y, and Z. It's up to you, the local municipality, to decide how you pay for that. But I think we all know how these people end up paying for these things.
I know it's a national thing. It's a nationwide thing. But I would think that there's probably more of a federal presence in the D.C. area than in King County, Washington State.
Anywhere. So you look at King, you look at Seattle, Washington is in the hole for $1.6 million over the past 4.5 years. Washington, D.C. is in the hole for nearly $3 million for just 1 year. And I would just note, for those of you interested, the water bill that they do pay, you know, they're paying when they flush the toilets, turn on their faucets, $39 million a year to D.C. WASA for water. Now, let's be fair. The federal government is quick to point out that the federal government makes a payment to the District of Columbia for millions of dollars every year to help them deal with stormwater management. But that is also part of another federal mandate that the federal government has mandated that the District of Columbia fix its absolutely antiquated sewer system underground. And so
that's a whole different thing anyway.
It's a whole different thing, but it is fair to say that there is a federal payment that the district of government, that WASA receives from the federal government, that does go to stormwater management, but it is not instead of this other fee that everyone else is paying into it. And in fact, you know, what's going to end up happening is that homeowners and business owners in the district who are water company customers, their bills will go up just like taxes have gone up in Seattle, Washington, to pay there.
And it sounds like it could even become like our phone bills now, where there's 17 light items that, what does that go to?
And
all
this
these
is what,
items.
This is one of the district concerns, because the district actually has two line items that deal with stormwater. One goes to WASA to help pay for treating the stormwater. Another goes to the District Department of Environment to help build wetlands and whatnot. So far, the feds have only challenged the one line item. They're almost the exact same cost, and they're for almost the exact same thing, and they're, by definition, almost the exact same thing. So the district is concerned that, look, once they stop paying this fee, it's logical to assume that they would stop paying the other fee as well, which would equal another $2 or $3 million a year. That would also be passed on to water customers. So that's where we're at in the district.
Well, because we're talking about what amounts to legal semantics, is this going to wind up in court?
Well, it already has in different jurisdictions. In Cincinnati, Ohio, where the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Health and Human Services refused to pay $100,000 in storm management fees in 2007, the city of Cincinnati sued the federal government. They won in a lower U.S. district court. After that decision, rather than appealing that decision, which the federal government could have done, to a higher court, they went into negotiations and they reached a settlement for $17,000. So Cincinnati was in the hole $100,000. They ended up settling for $17,000. That is the one case that has been decided. Now, the GAO is quick to point out that when you have a settlement, and this may be the reason the Fed settled, the settlement is not an acknowledgement that there was any wrongdoing, right, or an acknowledgement that this was a fee and not a tax. So it is not precedent setting for other cases around the country. The District of Columbia lawmakers and the head of WASA has said if they're going to meet with GAO soon, if they can't convince GAO this is a fee that they get something for, then they will appeal to the Obama White House, because it is a judgment call. If they're unsuccessful there, they will take it to court.
So what do we watch for now? What's the next step in this process?
The next step will be to see if the District of Columbia, who is clearly the biggest loser in this, when you talk money-wise around the country, if they are successful in their negotiations in convincing the GAO that this is a fee that they get something for, either a good or a service. Now, WASA says what they get is the dispersal of their stormwater. Otherwise, you know, they'd be standing in a swamp. If they can convince the GAO of that, I think that would be something that municipalities around the country could then say, look, a decision has been rendered, and here we go. What's going to speed this up is that right now, different jurisdictions around the country are now getting their new annual water permits from the Department of the Environmental Protection Agency. Under the Obama administration, they've been more strict about remediating stormwater, so the restrictions are much more complicated and require more money. And so as these municipalities get these notices for their new permit renewals, they will start implementing these fees. You're going to see this start to ramp up all over the country.